Today I want to talk about ecosystems and how companies sell at a loss to make more money. So what I mean by that is, for example, last year the PlayStation 5 came out. Loads of people were interested in this, and people wanted to purchase the system. Now, the digital, they had two versions. They had the digital version and the disc version. Now, in reality, they have the same hardware. They have the same specs. They have all the same stuff. In fact, the price of manufacturing for both, the digital edition is only slightly cheaper than the physical edition. Disc version, right? It's only maybe $5-$10 more to produce, yet they charge $100 more, and more depending on where you are, right? It could be more, let's say, if you are in another country. I think that the fact that this is interesting, right? Because, see, if you think about it, the PlayStation 5 digital version, they're selling at a loss because it costs more to manufacture than it does to actually sell the thing. So they're selling it at a loss, and at the end of the day, they're paying more to produce than they're actually going to profit. But this is how ecosystems work. Companies will give you something for cheap, something for a better value for you, but they in turn make more money. Because let's say you got the digital version, you're not going to go to any stores because you can't go to any stores to purchase a game. The normal version, there's profit. They still make profit on the disc version. They make more profit on the disc version than they do on the digital version. They don't make any profit on the digital version, but they don't make as much product. They don't make as much money on the physical version. And why? It's because people are gonna buy the discs, right? And the discs you can't buy from the PlayStation store because that's not a thing, right? Like, there's no physical PlayStation store, so if you want to go and get a game from PlayStation, and it's the disc game, you're going to have to get it from GameStop. You could also get digital, but what's the point of getting physical if you're not going to, like, let's say, okay, imagine you bought the disc version, but you bought all your games digitally. There's no point of buying the disc version. You're gonna buy the disc version because you want to get the physical disc, and honestly, I feel like the disc version is a better deal for you because you can score a deal on used, and at least you're not stuck to one ecosystem, you're not stuck to one store, and that's how ecosystems work. And if you think about it, like, they're gonna make a lot of profit off of you even though you gave them less money to buy the console. So they're basically just giving you the console for a cheaper price. You kind of just pay for the production, I guess, yeah. But in the end, they make more money off of you, and that makes it worth it, and they don't have any loss, right? Like, if you think about it, similarly with Apple. Now, you can get your AirPods or your iPhone or your iPad engraved. You can have it engraved, but you have to go to the Apple store, right? Because these companies want you to buy from them, and in return they're going to give you something better. So some stores like Samsung and stuff like that, they sometimes say, like, okay, you buy from us and we'll give you a gift card, or you buy from us and we'll give you some extra stuff, right? Because people want the extra stuff, and in the end, the people who are losing out, Best Buy, Amazon, Newegg, all these different tech stores that you could have gone to, right? You missed out on them. And, like, think about it, Apple products, you don't get as much, like, they don't really go on sale as much, right? You're gonna most likely find them on sale at retailers, right? Because Apple directly doesn't really make, like, doesn't really put out sales, right? You'll notice, and you won't really see. And if they do, then yeah, okay, maybe you may want to go with Apple. I don't know. They may do sales. I'm not 100% sure, because I don't typically, or family members of mine don't typically go to the Apple store. We typically would just buy it from Best Buy, Costco, whatever the heck we want to get it from, right? But like, back to the ecosystem thing, is once they sell you a product, right? They may sell the product to you at a loss, but they're gonna make more money off of you by their services, by their games and their fees, all these different things that they see. Because think about it, you can't get a tech product and not spend money on it, right? Any product that you buy, you're gonna have to buy something for it. Let's say you built a computer, you're gonna have to pay money to buy the operating system, or you want some office like tools and stuff. Like, for example, you want Excel, you want that's extra, like all that stuff, right? But they, back to just normal ecosystems, it's just they just trap you in. And then let's say you're an Apple, you're somebody who uses an Apple iPhone or Apple product, and you want to listen to music, you're gonna get Apple Music. Why would you get any other product? Like, you just, it's built in. They may give you a good price, they may give you all that stuff. It's integrated. iCloud. Now, if you want cloud storage, where are you gonna buy it from? You're gonna buy it from Apple. You're gonna buy it from iCloud if you have an iPhone. Similarly, if you have an Android phone, you're gonna use Google Drive, right? You're gonna use Google Photos to back up your photos, and actually you're gonna spend money, and you're gonna use Google's products to get you in these ecosystems, and they make more money off of you, right? And that's how these ecosystems work. This is how they make money. And it's interesting. Is there anything wrong with it? No, actually. But if you are going to get a product, make sure you are willing to be a part of the ecosystem, right? For example, my parents bought a thermostat. So when they bought their thermostat, they got a Google Home. See, so once you get the Google Home and you get the thermostat, you're going to buy more smart products, right? Because why would you want a Google Home to control only one thing, right? You're going to want it to control more stuff, and you get it for free. And they kind of put you in that ecosystem. And then also with Google, the tricky thing, the sort of sneaky thing they do is they're going to use the data that you, let's say you talk to the Google and you're making it better, you're making the AI stronger. But also you're giving data to Google, which they can use for advertising. They can use it to make money off of you, right? Companies are now using your data to make money off of you. You are becoming the product, right? And that's the thing, right? Why am I the product, right? Like, I think everybody should have a right to keep their data to themselves or not, right? Like, who the hell does Google think they are to take your data and then make money off of it? It's like, sure, they're going to give us good products. And then we also have the choice to opt out. But why is it a requirement? And these days, there's companies that are making different things. Like, I've heard there's this operating system. It's called Calyx OS. And it's like, it's Android. Except here's the difference. It's privacy-based. Or browsers now. So there's a browser called Brave Browser, and it's faster, it's more secure, it's more private, and it's better. I used it, and I used it on my laptop, and I was using it on my desktop, and then it's not really been working. I'm gonna try to figure that out. So these right now, I've been using Chrome, because I've been trying to troubleshoot the other thing, but it's sort of the thing where it's like, you don't want to get trapped into an ecosystem sort of thing. Because here's the interesting thing, right? You're going to buy the Apple product. Now that everything's, all your services are connected to Apple, all that stuff, you're going to want to get another iPhone. Once you choose to an iPhone, why are you going to switch to Android? All your services are the same. All the things, it's all synced why I have to transfer everything to another operating system or to a new ecosystem. That's the thing about ecosystems. Once you're trapped into an ecosystem, you're not going to get out. And some people do. But it's a lengthy process. For example, a lot of people are stuck in the Google ecosystem. I too was stuck in the Google ecosystem, and I'm still technically stuck in the Google ecosystem, right? Like, I did some things to change it. Like, I don't always use Google to search stuff. I use Brave Search. I don't really use Google Chrome anymore. I use Brave Browser. And like, I'm slowly trying to transition myself out of these things, right? At one point I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna use Gmail anymore, right? I'm gonna start using stuff like Outlook. I'm gonna start using Proton Mail, stuff like that, because I personally care a lot about privacy. And this, I find this stuff interesting. Some people may not, right? And yeah, so these companies, they're taking your data, they're making money off of you. You become the product, and we can't do anything to stop it. And the problem is, for example, YouTube. We all use YouTube, but could you ever think not using YouTube? No. And you're kind of stuck to YouTube. You're never gonna not use YouTube. Like, unless if you're not into YouTube and you were never into YouTube, like, we all watch YouTube videos from time to time, but you can't switch to any other one, because Google's made their software good enough to the point where you're stuck in their ecosystem. I can't switch. I can switch to Dailymotion because Dailymotion is crap. I can't change to Vimeo because Vimeo is bad. Other alternatives are bad. So once the alternatives come out, I feel like you should change, because there's stuff like a browser change that could just help you get out of an ecosystem, right? And it's like, for example, so back to the Apple ecosystem. Some people may notice that whenever you buy an Apple product, you get a year of Apple TV. And that brings up the topic of subscriptions, right? How some of us forget to cancel them. And the fact that nowadays there's lots of different subscriptions that offer you stuff for free included in the subscription. So you may not know what I mean, but for example, these days subscriptions are getting very, how do I say? They are at, like, let's say you, for example, Discord Nitro. So I personally have Discord Nitro. I got it for free because Epic Games had their own whole sale thing that it was like, okay, you can get it for free, stuff like that. They were like, okay, yeah, you can get Discord Nitro for free for 3 months. So I got the thing, and yesterday I saw that it was like YouTube Premium. You can get YouTube Premium for 3 months for free with your subscription, right? So subscriptions are giving you free subscriptions. So you subscribe to something and you get something alongside it. For example, you may have noticed, I saw this recently, Amazon had this deal where it was like, get Amazon Music for a month and we'll give you 6 months of Disney Plus for free. And once you hear that, you're like, that's a pretty good deal, right? And honestly, that's the cool thing about these different things is I honestly think it's cool, right? I like the fact that we got the thing, right? I don't listen to music. I'm personally not the type of person who likes listening to music that much. And so we got 6 months of Disney Plus now until February. And we only spent $9 on the music subscription, right? So nowadays, people do to get you to try their product is getting better now. Like stuff like Amazon, they're like, okay, you do this, you subscribe to our program and we'll give you stuff like that. For example, I've noticed if you have Prime, you get like Twitch Prime and you get like all that sort of stuff, and you get like stuff like Prime Gaming is this thing. So recently I saw they were giving away Battlefield 5 for free. And a while ago, I saw Battlefield 4 they're giving away for free, and I, obviously, I just redeemed the code because why not? But, like, see, stuff like that, these companies also use these tactics, right? These little hooking tactics. Like, you're like, oh, let me get Amazon Music so that I can get 6 months of thing. And you get the best of both worlds, because you get the Disney Plus for 6 months, you enjoy it. You get the music for 1 month. If you like it, you keep it. Right? And that's how it is. And personally, I feel like once you get one of these deals, they're going to ask you for their debit card or your credit card to enter. So that way, after the trial, or after the deal that's included ends, finishes, they can charge you. I feel like the minute they activate your product, remove your payment method, or just cancel the thing. Unless if you are, like, I feel like, let's say you got the Disney Plus for 6 months, I already canceled it. Because A, I know I'm not going to remember in 6 months to cancel a subscription. And B, I'm not even sure if I'm going to need it in 6 months. Right? When am I going to need Disney Plus? When am I going to, like, even remember to cancel Disney Plus in 6 months, right? It's just going to be, like, sort of thing where it's, like, you feel like you're just paying every month sort of thing, right? Or you just know, okay, you have it for 6 months. You don't know exactly when it's going to end. And that's the thing, right? I don't know. But that's the thing. So always cancel them the minute you subscribe to them. And unless if you are planning to keep it. But, like, I feel like if you're getting, like, a month of, let's say, Netflix, then yes, don't cancel it immediately, because you may never know. You may want to keep Netflix, and typically once people subscribe to Netflix, they don't unsubscribe. And the only reason why they would unsubscribe is if they found something better. And these days, yeah, you could go to Prime, you could go all that stuff. But yeah, but like it's interesting, and I personally like talking about this sort of stuff, because it's just sort of an interesting thing to talk about, and it just gets you, I don't know, it's just interesting. But back to a summary is, like, ecosystems, you can get into them, and sometimes companies sell you something cheap, so you can get into their ecosystems, and then you're giving them more and more money. But yeah, that's basically it. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.